Hey, what's up, guys? It's a kind of a slow and kind of a depressing day outside in New York. Man, I just hope that JJ doesn't come back too soon because I don't want to be in New York right now if I was him. It's a perfect time to stay the hell away. It's cold, nasty, and vicious. I hope you guys are doing okay, though. Now, please tell me if you can hear the music. Maybe I screwed it up again. Let me see. Audio? No? Should be music. Okay. What's interesting? The music is now coming from the new iPad. And I did purchase the app. And I can now do sound drops. So let me turn off the music. Boom. That should have turned it off. Very cool. Now, guys, check this out. I can click here.
What's his problem, man? Just calm the hell down.
let me know if you guys heard it. Or maybe the volume has to be louder. I don't know. Let me know because it's different for me.
He's a grown man getting upset because somebody timed him out in the channel. And it wasn't even me.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so fun. Okay, louder, louder. Okay. Yeah. Can do a little bit like that. Oh, actually, you know what? I can probably raise this to the max. Let's see here.
Make me a moderator right now, you little bitch. Make me a moderator right now, you little bitch.
Oh my God, this is gonna be so much fun. I didn't have time to go through like everything. I just installed it. Super depressed because, man, the weather. I went to get the coffee and got completely drenched. Just completely drenched. The rain just wouldn't stop. Check this out. I got this one.
Well, hey, I had some sound problems. Hey, I had some sound problems. Hey, what have I got myself into? Hey!
Oh, my God. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. I got this one.
That was weird.
All right, guys. Well, enough with that. Man, it's just so funny. I mean, it's what is this? It's 5:45 in New York. Wow, crazy, crazy, crazy bad weather. Let's see, who do we have? Ryan Singer, Frank Gerard. Ooh, Frank, we're gonna do that debate someday. Ah, it's the Memorial Day. Ah, I see. Rohit R, thank you for the upvote. Rohit, no fart noise yet. I will get it done. Don't worry about it. It everything is coming. I'm implementing all the sounds really soon. I got this one.
Hey, Marco, you little bitch.
Oh, my God. It creeps me. It cracks me up. Yeah. And also got this one. Make me a Marco.
You make me a Marco. Disaster. You make me a moderator right now, or I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
There we go. Got that one. Yeah. Because the really cool thing about those drops is that they were all in the same, in the same video. So I was just able to like clip everything, and yeah, and that's it. And I turned it into all of these sound drops. I added the intro music, so everything is now consolidated, and I can color code. So I can color code Marco in one color, Lolix in the other color, got Archie in different color. We got like me. I don't have my drops yet. I didn't put my mouth on my ass is yet. So that's coming. That's coming. Everything is coming soon. I'm gonna be adding a lot of improvements. Hopefully to make the show a lot more fun. Style Collector. Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for checking in. By the way, guys, so I wanted to talk to you guys. You know, it's a slow day. Logan, thank you. I need one of my crazy laughs. Yes. Although I can do a crazy laugh just by myself. But If you guys have any ideas, please just leave me a comment. I'm going to try to go through and add all of the really important ones, like wow, you know, all the good stuff. All the good stuff. Okay. Yeah, it's just a little reminder for myself. Okay. By the way, with regards to diamonds and what's it called? The meteorite dial Rolexes. I had a viewer. Yes, stay off the weed, of course. Oh my God, we need to stay off the weed. I had the viewer message me, like leave a comment from the yesterday show, and he said some like computer programmer guy created an algorithm in order to track how many of each watch was being sold or traded through the secondary market. And he said that the guy found out that those meteorite dial GMT Master 2s were like five times, between 5 and 20 times as likely to be traded on the secondary market, suggesting that they're way more limited than the market suggests right now. So I understand that right now diamonds are not really... It's not the trend. Right now, diamonds are not cool. That's why JJ is getting rid of his diamond bezel. But I, you know, if I had the money, I would try to be ahead of the curve on this one. I think one of the things that Rolex is known for is their diamonds. They use like super high quality, and they did do it in a really classy way. So I would be trying to get my hands on one of these diamond pieces if I had a lot of money. But that's just me. Let's see. Logan, Tim, you need one of those. Yeah, I do. Danger Will Robinson, too many taxes from last night would default make my list. We need something about taxation. No taxation without representation, right? People who paying taxes need to be represented in the show. By the way, let me drop the link. If anybody wants to come onto the show, by the way, guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I'm just figuring, you know, today I'm going to spend some time writing some articles for my website. I want to start adding content in there, something that, you know, something to chew on. I need to talk about this diamond thing, actually. You know what? I should write an article about this. Article about diamonds. That could be a very interesting read. Also, if I'm supposed to have a debate with one punter. Hopefully, he'll come onto the show. We're going to talk about Blancpain. Danger Will Robinson, it's one thing to have too many rocks in your head. It's another to have too many rocks in your watch. Ooh! But, you know, the really interesting thing about Rolex is that they do not put too many rocks in their watches unless it's this watch. This one definitely has too many rocks in it. That's why I wouldn't go for something like this. However, a sub with a few rocks would be super cool, super cool. Reinhard Lampano. Oh, I remember this guy. Just tune in. Time for tax talk. Dude, I would love to talk about, I would love to talk with you about how you think taxes are theft. That is, oh my God. That would make my day. So if you want to come on the show, just use the link. It's a kind of Sunday fun day. I'm just trying to have fun. I have a whole bunch of links, guys. If you can see my website, my thing, my browser right now has 30 links open. We're gonna be talking about something super interesting right now. Paul Silesius, Tim, write your journey to USA. Yes, I should. I should. I'm a humble guy. Like, seriously, humble guy from humble family. That's literally how it happened. pretty ridiculous. Biden. Yes. It is funny. Danger Will Robinson. I've seen too many Rolex aftermarket diamond mods down here. Yeah. I think here's the thing. I think the fact that there's so many of these butchered diamond Rolexes out there, it kind of killed the desire for people. It killed the prices of the actual it killed the prices of actual factory diamond Rolexes. Because a lot of people they can't distinguish between whether something is factory diamonds and if it's not factory diamonds. So I think that has negatively impacted the price. But once people start to realize how rare these pieces are, that's when the prices will go up. Mohammed, Yachtmaster, 40 millimeter gold with diamonds dial. It is incredible. Actually, let me pull it up. That watch is so insane. It's so freaking insane. Holy. Like, let's pull it up. Let's pull it up because that watch is, oh my God. The diamond dial on that thing, I don't know how the hell they did it, but you look at that dial and it's just mind blowing. Like in the picture, it doesn't look too special. It just looks like, okay, it just looks like white dots. Unfortunately the picture doesn't say anything about this watch. Okay, this is a kind of dial you need to see in front of you. It's insane. This dial is just absolutely ridiculously beautiful. I don't know how rare these are. Actually, I mean, it's quite expensive. $47,000. Wow. This is the kind of stuff that I would actually be super interested in. Man, this is classy. Because it doesn't have diamonds anywhere else except the dial. Oh, my God. Logan Hall, 30 links open. Just like Archie yesterday when he downloaded that virus that made his voice sound funny. Man, that was ridiculous. Perth Luxury. Sorry, I'm late, Tim. I'm sort out the book for you this week. Hey. No rush. I have two books in the pipeline. I'm reading Lake Success. By the way, I finished the first chapter today. It's amazing. By the way, the guy... There is this scene in the first chapter where he's having a dinner. Him and his wife is having dinner with another couple. And the guy, let me see. So he's wearing his nomos. And then his wife isn't wearing anything. And apparently in the novel, he mentioned that he bought Cartier Crash for her. And like it upsets him that she's not wearing a watch. You know, it's like the guy is a pure watch collector. It's so funny. He's like, oh, I spent $70,000 on that watch and she's not wearing it. Whereas I think, what was the other couple wearing? I remember that the woman was wearing Reverso. And they do mention that, oh, it's worn by polo players. But what was the other guy wearing? I forget. Paul Silesius, did you find the reference to Joe Kramer? You know, I didn't find the first one, but what's interesting is that it's referenced the second time. Actually, I did highlight it the second time. Let me bring it up. Whoop, that's the wrong book. What the hell? Okay. Okay, just in case if anybody was curious what I'm reading, it's this book right here, Lake Success by Gary Steinhardt or something. Okay, let me just find it real quick. The second time, and because... Okay. Oh, so this is what his wife says to him. She says, "I disagree," Sima said. "People in finance have no imagination. They have no soul." Oh my god. People in finance, they have no imagination, they have no soul, guys. Ooh. And that really upset him. And so what happened was, the first time he references this, he talks about this moment. He says, like, his wife said that he has no imagination. Then he says, or did she say that I have no soul? So he's confused. He's not sure whether she said that he has no soul or imagination. Ooh, spicy. And that really made him upset that she said it about him. Which, yeah, very interesting. Frank Gerard, how delicate are those? One whack and you send those rocks flying. No, I don't think so. No, Rolex, they know how to set the diamonds properly. I wouldn't be worried about it. Plus, this is a rose gold piece. This is not a sports watch. You should be super careful with this in the first place. Rohit R, diamonds are too gaudy in my opinion. Baguette diamonds as hour markers on the dial is a max I could go. No, I understand. I do understand what you're talking about. It's gaudy today because of this really strong trend for steel sports Rolex. Where it's just understated. Everybody wants to be super understated. And I understand that. It's perfectly... I get it. I get it. But if somebody wanted something super special, I think Rolex factory diamonds is the way to go. Rohit R, the cool thing about the baguette cut diamonds for markers are that they look more like clear crystals than diamonds. It's very true. Very true. They're very, like, they do not sparkle actually too much. Like this dial in real life, it just pops. It dazzles the hell out of you. Very, very dreamy. But so expensive, man. Now, I think these pieces are still not going over retail. Whereas, like, this is the kind of stuff that should be going over retail. It's just the trend is not there yet. So, my prediction is that in the future, these yacht masters because there's so few of these. I think each AD might get one of these, and they'll struggle to sell it because of the price tag. But once people realize that these are super rare and people start buying them up as investments, the price will go crazy. So you could buy it to be ahead of the curve. Yeah. That's what I think. But yep. Let's see. Let's look at some of the links that I prepared here, guys. Because a viewer has sent me Rolex, gifts. You know, like when you buy a Rolex, sometimes they give you like a hat. Actually, let me wear my hat. It's still got the... My hat still had the cardboard thing inside it. Oh, too small. Okay, very cool. Ooh, look good. Looking good. Mohammed, 116695. Okay, let's take a look at it. Rolex 116695. Let's see. Oh my god. Why, you know what? I think I've seen one of these in my local AD over here, not too far. This is sheesh. Look at the price on that on it. That's insane. Oh yes, I think I've seen this one. This is mind blown. Holy, unreal. Unreal. Price on request. Jeez. Like, this is the kind of stuff that's super, super, super fire special. Damn. Price on request. Jeez. Oh, wow. UAE, there's one for 166. There's one for 146. Man, I'm surprised there's actually so many of them on Chrono 24. I wonder how what they retail for. Jeez. It's pretty insane. It's like a some kind of a candy vortex. Candy vortex. It's like a whoa. Jeez. It's ridiculous. Small G 2002. Hello. How is this full diamond dial versus meteorite dial? Yeah, I mean, look, I think meteorite is a little bit, personally, I think I prefer the meteorite because I prefer the kind of the romanticism of like of this meteorite flying through space for billions of years and then being put into the watch. It's pretty cool. And the fact that Rolex makes just so few of those meteorite dials, you know, it's really cool. Ooh, SE. Hey fellas, greetings from hiking vacation. Up voted. Boom. Thank you. Wait. Oh, I don't have any like really good encouraging sound drop. So let me just do. Let's do this one. This one. Oh,
if I didn't this play. Little punk ass bitch doesn't make me a moderator right now, I will never come on your show again.
Oh God!
If this little punk ass bitch doesn't make me a moderator right now, I will never come on your show again.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have so much fun with these drops. I swear. I can't wait to add more of these. Matthew, Rolex hats are nice. Yeah, I specifically asked for the synthetic one because I'm going to be using these for hiking. It's a great hat. Matthew Egan, seen someone get a Rolex jacket from AD. Whoa, I'm super jelly. Damn, yeah, my God. Actually, I'm going to show you guys some of the stuff that it's possible to get from the AD. Ken Chung, Tim, do you think LV wallets are worth the money? No, I don't. Personally, I don't. I'm not a big Louis Vuitton fan, personally. I think, look, Louis Vuitton, it's good, but there's something. They lost the charm. They lost a lot of their charm. It just looks like every wanker has one. I wouldn't buy. Just get Goyard wallets. I think Goyard wallet is cool because Goyard is still special in a way that they're not so mass market. They're not so totally mass produced. And Louis Vuitton is okay. It's okay. People will like it. I think Louis Vuitton wallet is not so much for you as for other people, right? Because you will get a lot of cuties for Louis Vuitton wallet. Let's be clear. People recognize Louis Vuitton pattern. So if you are sporting a Louis Vuitton wallet, you're sending kind of two signals. First, it's like there's people who think Louis Vuitton is cool. And then the cool people think like, oh, you got the Louis Vuitton wallet, should have got the Goyard, right? So it's uncool people. All right. Well, I don't want to say I probably have a lot of viewers and who are watching the show who have Louis Vuitton wallets. So I don't want to upset them. I don't have a Louis Vuitton wallet. My wife gifted me a Gucci wallet, which is acceptable. Let me show you. Wait, where is it? Oh, here. it's very gaudy as well. So this is my wife gifted me this one a while back. There you go. See, it's pretty cool. Let's see, let me take this off here. Let's see, it holds like two cards. Got nothing. It's got $5. Broke is pocus, guys. Broke is pocus. $5. Okay. That's my wallet. It's kind of humble. It gets the job done, you know? I would go for Goryeo, though. Personally, if you're asking me. But Louis Vuitton will be fine as well. Ro here says, ugly AF, no matter how collectible it is or gets. Yeah. Look, that's a really, really interesting thing. So I didn't think that fanny packs will ever come back. Now, fanny packs looked to me super ugly. For the longest time, I thought, man, fanny packs were ugly. And then that trend swung back with fury. And for some reason, it changed my mind. Now I think that they're kind of cool. So it's just, I don't know. I'm easily influenced by trends. And I'm trying to resist it. Windbreaker. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. Second. Rolex Windbreaker would be crazy nice to get from the AD as a gift. Oh, yeah. I'll show you something that what I got. It's pretty cool. French Gerard Massarina watch. I'm not sure what that is. Clam Walker. Who doesn't make a meteorite at this point? All micros do it, but they're different meteorites. You look at how Rolex does meteorite, totally different from all other brands. The other brands cannot compete to the meteorite finishing. Oh, Toyota Mo, $3 super chat. Goyard wallet, Tim. Really? Pull them up. Horrible. Let's pull them up. I don't even think that Goyard has a decent website where we can see them. Goyard wallet. Let's see. This looks pretty cool right here. I think this. Let's see. Okay. I mean, this is a really simple one. Man, this is like, it's just a card holder. But that's kind of what they look like. You see? Very understated. And got the Rolex box, looks like. Ooh, it's expensive. It's expensive. See? Let's see this one. Maybe this is a little bit better. Let's see. Oh, come on. Oh, man, these websites are just, you have to sign up for them. Can you believe it? Like, what a joke. To look at the merchandise, you have to sign up. Can you? Okay, let's take a look at this one. $1,000. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 cards. Yeah, there you go. That's, I like this one. It's pretty cool. Look, it's not too bad. Let's just put the Louis Vuitton one side by side. Louis. We can have a little, what's it called? I don't know, like a little competition. Images. Come on, let's see. Images. I don't know. I mean, do we choose this one? I think this one looks cool. This one looks cool. Okay. Let's see what the, how many cards is this? Okay. Fair enough. This looks like a fair competition. Okay, let's just put them side by side. I think. So I can close this. There we go. Okay. There you go, guys. Press 1 if you like the Goyard more, or press 2 if you like the Louis Vuitton wallet more. The picture on the Louis Vuitton, though, is shite, so I apologize. I mean, just know, Goyard, press 1, Louis Vuitton, press 2. Just curious what you guys think. SE, love the fact you're growing out that B man. Yes, you know, I'm gonna have to. well, amazing for a guy to do it now, but it's not the mainstream thing to do anymore. Stay strong when the wife starts to comment. I'm going against the grain, guys. When the trend is over, that's when I start doing it. When it's too late. Matthew Egan, $1,000. I'd look at that and think Walmart. I know. That's the interesting thing. It's he says, but I've never seen Goyer. Well, now you're gonna start recognizing it a little bit more. Brent, $1,000. I'll pass. Yeah. No, I understand. Rohit R. Tim, check out Lost Dutchman wallets. I don't own one yet, but I'm thinking of getting one. Wow, we'll take a look at it. Sure. One second. Let's count up what we see here. We have 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2. I mean, it looks like it's 50-50. I mean, to me, it seems like it looks like a pretty even split. When it's even, right, you might as well save $600 and get yourself a Louis Vuitton, right? They're probably, the quality on them is equal. I wouldn't say that Goyard is higher quality. They're just charging more to be above Louis Vuitton. So in the hierarchy of brands. And also their pattern, I think, is a little bit more complex. Yeah. Improve your wrist. Ridge wallet is all you need. Got away from leather wallets when that came out. Ridge wallet. No idea what that is. Let's look up that thing that Rohit said. Check out Dutchman wallets. Ooh, and Toyota Mo said another $2 super chat. Toyota, thank you so much. Becky has no idea what Goyard is, by the way. I would put that to the test, actually. Yes, I do agree that Goyard, less people know about Goyard. Goyard, it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's Patek. It almost feels like Goyard is kind of Patek and Louis Vuitton is Rolex. A lot of people know Rolex and not too many people know Patek. Like they don't know, but people who know Patek, they go like, damn, that guy is wearing Patek. Whoo! Right? It's a surprise. And you get a lot of cuties when you wear Patek. So I do think, like, people who know Goyard, you'll get a lot of respect. But you can get a lot of cuties from Louis Vuitton because just the brand is more known. So that's the difference. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. Becky doesn't know what Patek is. You exactly. Yeah. You will not be able to pick up chicks with Goyard. No, unless it's a very specific girl. You know what I mean? She has to be super classy. Because, Goyard is super. My wife almost convinced me to get myself a Goyard wallet when she was buying the purse. I said, nah. I don't need it. I'm spending all the money for the show. I'm investing. I'm reinvesting all the stuff into the business. That's how I'm able to do these things now.
Hey, Marco, you little bitch. If this little punk ass bitch doesn't make me a moderator right now, I will never come on your show again.
I wonder what it sounds like from your end, guys. I'm going to have to rewatch it. To see how it is. Oh my god.
He's a grown man getting upset because somebody timed him out in the channel and it wasn't even me.
It was me. I timed out Rich Buddy. I mean, this whole situation happened because of me. That's so good. Oh, Paul Celestius, $5. LV is so Nova Rich. Yeah, it is. It is. It is a little bit Nova-ish. Well, I mean, it's you know what would be best is to have both. When you go to some event that's very important, you can bust out the Goyard. But for every day, Louis Vuitton could be better. Ah, that's the way to do it, actually, you know? Yes, guys, I think you need both. You need both. That way, you know, Louis Vuitton, yeah. Both, both. That's the answer. That's the answer we were looking for. Oh, my food, guys. Okay, I have to open the door. My food is coming. Sorry. Mohammed, Bellroy Travel Wallet Designer Edition. Boom! That's right. Actually, I have Bellroy Wallet right here. Oops. It's my travel wallet. It's Bellroy, as you can see. Huh? Yeah, show you. They make really high quality stuff. See, Bellroy? Let me see if there's anything too revealing. See? You open it up. Look at this beautiful Bellroy Travel Wallet. Here I got my passport. American passport. Put that in. Got this little pen. God damn it. Okay. There's a little pen to fill out all those nasty forms when you land in some foreign place. I've got my priority pass. Whoosh. Okay, there we go. And what is this? What is this thing? Oh, global entry. Got my global entry card. There you go. Global entry. It's just to skip the line. Skip the line. Yeah, and there's some, here, some Korean money. As you can see. That's it. Something else in here. Oh, wait. There's some Ukrainian money. Oh, no. It's a 5 euro bill. There you go. I don't know why I have 5 euro, but that's weird. Can't buy anything with 5 euro. But yeah, that's my travel wallet. It's kind of convenient. Bellroy. Very good brand for the money. Ooh, Toyota Mo. $5 super chat. Super chatting Nova Riche is so Nova Riche. Oh my god. Thank you. It's so Nova Riche. This could be a drop. It's so Nova Riche. I'm surprised that I'm able to pronounce it, right? Rohit R also said Goyard is go a yard away from it. Expensive. It is expensive. Yes. Frank Girard, it's epic. I'm not sure what it is. You use Goyard to pick up the inbred blue blood Illuminati chick. I'm not sure. Matthew Egan, I like the wallet Marco has. Also, Mont Blanc looks hip. Yeah. Marco has that Mont Blanc wallet. Mont Blanc, there's nothing wrong with Mont Blanc. But like at the Mont Blanc price, I would just get the Bellroy. Let's see. Bellroy. Let me show you Bellroy. Really good stuff, especially their men's wallets. Check this out. And he mentioned that because they have like these really high quality leather ones. I think it's the designer editions right here. So I have just a cheap one, but there is this one. Oh, Paul Celestius, $5 super chat. Only if you are LV fanboy. Ah, so this is the answer to Toyota Mo. Super chatting Nova Riche is so Nova Riche. Only if you are an LV fanboy. Look, there's a lot of people who love LV. The brand is just, they're good at marketing. You know what I mean? The LV, they have amazing marketing. Check this out. I think like for the money though, if you don't care about the brand, these Bellroy, especially the designer editions, they're probably the best quality the money can buy. Look at this. They even got the new pen because my pen is just bullshit. But look at this. They got a slot here for a SIM tool and for an extra SIM. How amazing is that? Because when you travel, if you buy a SIM card in the city where you arrive, you can put yours into this storage place and then you won't lose it. Because those things are so easy to lose. It's got storage for everything. And I think there's even a secret pocket in the back now. So you can put your tiny little baby euros, American dollars. Look at this. It's amazing. Yeah, and if you just want like something super simple, then you can just get something like this, a coin wallet. Wait, coin wallet. Oh, like right here, hide and seek. Oh, the designer editions, they always change the color. So right now it's green. Oh, that's why it's green, because everybody's making everything green right now. Oh my God. Okay, so look at this, $130. You get really high quality leather, and you see there's a little, that's the flap. You can put the big bills, the $20 bills, in the secret pocket. So when somebody tries to rob you, I don't know how that protects you, but I wonder where my food is, because I opened the door for him. Maybe he just left it near my entrance. Oh, and Kermit. Oh, look at that. Kermit. Great. Now you can lose your passport, your money, and your SIM card along with everything else in your wallet. Brilliant. It's just one and done. You know, if you're going to lose, you have to go big or go home. By the way, that's why I'm not a big fan of those wallets that hold your phone, because that's literally, you lose literally everything, your phone and your wallet and everything. So that's why I wouldn't get one of those. Oh, let's see, what is this? Oh, and now check this out, they're doing the small batch. How cool is this? It's some weird color, and they're doing these limited edition colors now. Very interesting. They're going to try to do these things kind of to go over the retail. These small batches, this is literally how Bellroy is going to try to do what Hermes is doing. Creating limited editions. You buy one of these, right? And then in like a couple of years, because there's probably people who collect these Bellroys. Who knows? This will go over retail. You can double your money. It's 100 now. It'll probably be a couple of hundred later. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Ooh. Danger Will Robinson, $5 super chat. Pull up sfbags.com and look up the Finn wallet. Best value in handmade leather goods. Okay. Let's see here. One second. Just here we go. sfbags.com. Okay, let's see, look at, oh, interesting. Now he said Finn wallet. Let's just look for it, like this way. Finn wallet. Never seen this brand, I think. Let's see. The Finn wallet. Oh, you know what? Bellroy makes something very similar, actually. Very interesting. Oh, cool. Oh, the leather looks really good. It's like, this is something Bourbon Heart will like, because the leather looks super distressed. Distressed. Actually, look at this. Let me show you. Let me show them to you side by side, because Bellroy makes something identical to that. Wallets. Second, men's wallets. Let me see. Boom, right there. These look very similar. See? Boom. There you go. Very interesting. Let me go check my food. One second. I'll be like back in 2 minutes.
Problems. Hey, what have I got myself into? Hey.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Yeah. They left my sandwich. I ordered like four hero sandwiches for the next 4 days because Uber had a discount. You order $30 worth of groceries, and they take off $20. So I got four hero sandwiches for $10. It's a kind of deal I couldn't pass. You know what I mean? I had to get them hero sandwiches. It's cool. Like I got them super light. No mayo. Just I'm gonna store them. I put them in the refrigerator. Then whenever I'm ready, Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. Whenever I need them, I can just bust them out. No, they're just heroes. Whenever I'm hungry, I'm just gonna bust them out and add my own like hot sauce or something a little bit. So wait, saving money, guys. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you guys for super chats. It really means a lot. That's how I pay for the coffee. The coffee. Man. The weather outside is still completely shite. Let's see. Let's keep going. Because I have all those links, I want to show you guys the links. An amazing viewer has sent me all these links. This is basically like a list of all incredible things. Oh, and Burbing Heart is here coming to the rescue. Burbing Heart.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm struggling, by the way.
Why?
I'm super depressed. The weather outside is just, it's not my kind of weather.
How bad is it?
It's raining. It's.
I'm from Seattle.
I went to, and I hate rain more than anything because I walk, right? And everywhere I walk, and I don't have any waterproof sneakers.
Okay.
So I got home. I was walking. Here's the thing. Like, I bought coffee in Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then so I drank one there. And before leaving, I had to get a refill because refill is free. Right? Okay. So, and it, like, the first coffee gave me a headache.
I didn't, okay, wait, this is news to me. They give free refills?
You didn't know that?
You're just talking, like, black coffee.
Yeah, it's just regular iced coffee. Just regular iced coffee. It could be iced coffee or their regular black coffee. You didn't know this?
No, this is
what the hell? Well, okay. I should clarify it. It's 54 cents, but if you have a gold card, do you have a gold card by any way, by any chance?
I just use their app.
So I get, and do you have a gold card in the app?
No, I don't.
Let me show you something.
I don't think so.
Because I think everybody should get the gold card by that point.
So to be fair, though, I'm a bit of a coffee snob, though.
You see that? The gold card, you see?
Yeah, mine's not gold.
So you don't have a gold card?
Hey, be careful. Someone's going to snatch your little QR code.
Yeah, actually. Huh. Can they like take a picture of it and then use it to buy something?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, that's why I'm saying I wouldn't.
But maybe the code changes all the time, no? Doesn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Somebody can snap it and then, oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, mine just look. Oh, now it's not going to show up.
Okay.
Mine's like a green card. And I'll usually sometimes like get like a gift card or things like that. So I'll just like load it into the app. But no, I don't have the gold card.
Shit, I should ask them to send me a new one. Yeah, but because basically I think you get the gold card once you purchase enough coffee in a year, then they'll just send you one. Maybe you just don't buy enough coffee from them.
But it's not a credit card.
No, it's not a credit card. It's just a points card.
I think, okay, I might have been gold status at one point, but
yeah, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
I think that's what happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, let me see here. Perth says, Tim, we just had 50 plus mm of rain in Perth over the weekend. That's unheard of. Yeah, especially I don't know what that means. So
that's like 2 inches. Which is probably high there, but
still don't know. But sounds a lot. 2 inches. Damn, that's a lot of rain. So what is that? How would you measure 2 inches of rain?
It's lug to lug on an Explorer 2.
Oh, Explorer 2, baby.
About that much rain.
Wow. So it's like what does that mean? Like in a day, or do you just leave like a cup outside and it just rains into the cup and then you count 2 inches? Like how is that even measured? Like how do people get 2 inches?
It's, well, I think your local weather station, like whatever your local, like in Seattle, I think it's by like the airport is where they actually measure, and then they'll get like the official measurements. But
okay.
I mean, that can cause flooding. That can cause flooding if you're in a climate that can't absorb that water fast enough.
Yeah.
You end up with some issues, but.
Hey, look, it's going to rain whole week in New York.
But is it, and when it rains there, is it like dumping? Because we get rain a lot, but it's not.
No. It wasn't like pouring.
Okay.
But it's just consistent. It's like 12 hours of nonstop rain.
Yeah.
It's depressing. Like I was walking home and I was trying to, and so I'm holding umbrella. Right. Then I got my bag on the shoulder. And then the other hand, I've got my Starbucks. I had the whole cup and just walking, and I stepped into a puddle and my sneakers got completely drenched. So I have my wet socks over here trying to dry them.
Was that? Hold on. Hold up your Starbucks again. You guys have plastic straws?
Yes, we do. But actually, really? Yes, we do.
I'm kind of surprised. I figured New York would be one of the first to.
You know, but you see this? They actually, let me show you. So the new cups, they come with this. You can drink it like this. Yeah. I can't drink it like this, though. It's kind of.
I'm just surprised that they haven't outlawed, because they're starting to do that in some like cities around me, and it's the worst. Like getting like the paper straws, because by the time
they melt.
Like, exactly. Halfway through the drink, it's all like falling apart in your mouth. It's like, what the
heck? You have to drink quickly. And by the way, when I went hiking, right, that it's not upstate, it's on the Long Island. I got iced coffee there, and they gave me paper straws over there. Mm-hmm. So in Brooklyn, they're not using them yet, but later they will. Others already are using it. Oh, REG says, Tim, doesn't it rain that much in money for everyone? Hashtag socialism. Make it rain, baby. Make it rain, baby. Oh, by the way, Burbank Heart.
Yeah.
Check this out.
If this little punk-ass bitch doesn't make me a moderator right now, I will never come on your show again.
What's his problem, man? Just calm the hell down.
Perfect.
How does it sound? Does it sound good?
Sounds good. I don't, and it. I actually got some new headphones that I'm trying out today.
Let me see.
So it sounds great. That? They're what are these? Some Sony.
Oh, well, look really slick. They look very slick.
Some Sony.
Do they have a microphone built in?
it has like a bunch of them. I think like five mics. I'm still using my.
You can do the 3D microphone sound.
Maybe. It's always never as good as like a real mic, but I don't know if I'll switch it over. But it has the noise canceling on it, which I'm not a big fan of actually.
Mm. Good evening, Mr. GMT. And Toyotomo says, don't get me wrong, I always tip, but I never got a concept of tipping before I get something, referring to Uber Eats, etc. At McLovin. I'm sure they're talking about something over there. Perth Luxury, a combo of both dumping rain and several hours of nonstop rain. I'm moving to Boston eventually. Close to Tim and JJ, close enough to Marco. Can't stand no Starbucks in Perth. Wow. Hey, man, when you come to Boston, by the way, Boston is not that far. Oh, probably one of the reasons that me and my wife got together was because she had to go to Boston to take some tests. And she needed someone to go with her because she was afraid to... Well, we weren't married back then. But she wanted someone to go with her because she was scared of the weird people at the train station, at the bus station, Port Authority. So I was like, yeah, I'll go with you, whatever.
Brings you along for protection.
Exactly, yeah. Use me as some kind of scapegoat. Goes down. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, so Bourbon Heart, check this out. Let me show you something. So we're going through, I got some a viewer sent me some interesting links. Let's go through them together. Okay, so first one we got, I think this is just like AD was closing down, and this looks like a tray.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, some kind of tray.
Yeah, just a display tray?
Yeah, like a display tray. It's cool. Like, I wouldn't mind having one of these, but I don't think this is... I don't think anyone can get these from the AD, you know? Because, look, let me show you something. So, sometimes ADs give out freebies as incentives.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I got lately, this was the latest thing that I was given. This is a Rolex
Swiss Army knife.
Yes. Let me show you how cool it is. It's got this. Look at this thing. So I don't know what
divot.
A
divot tool for golfing. Yeah.
Yeah. And check this out. You even, this thing comes off. Mm-hmm. That's a ball marker.
Yep.
How cool is that? So
it's magnetized.
Yeah. 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 It's held by a magnet. It's got a knife. It's pretty fucking cool because they know I really like hiking, so they gave this thing to me. How amazing is that?
You haven't picked up golfing?
No, unfortunately, I don't think I will ever be able to play golf because I'm kind of traumatized from that experience.
Wait, what happened? You had a golf cart accident?
I was kicked off. My family kicked me off the golf field. They didn't want me to play with them.
Oh, this is your dad and your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's kind of messed up thing.
I just kicked
the ball a little bit.
Oh, you're cheating. Oh, okay.
What? It's just a fun game between family.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's not a game for socialists, though, because... You get your own score. Like, you don't like average them and then get like a...
Yeah, I just need a little bit of help. And it wasn't even like I hit it in the right direction towards the hall.
You kicked it out of the bunker and onto the fairway.
I just touched the ball with my foot. Just kind of tapped it a little bit. And
it's
fucking exploded.
You know what, though? I mean, golfing is fun. It is a fun thing to do, like with the boys, to go out, like have a cigar.
Dude.
And a lot, there is a lot of overlap on my friends that I know that golf.
Mm-hmm.
And that own also nice watches. Like there is a huge overlap. So
yeah,
it's such a perfect sport for Rolex to be such a big sponsor in.
Yeah.
Because it's not cheap, right?
No, no.
So it's a pretty expensive hobby to be into.
Yeah.
So I guess just looking for people that have that disposable discretionary income.
Look, the group in front of us, they were carrying a cooler with beer. And they were just laughing and having fun. And my fam is fucking serious. Like, dude, like, we're amateurs. Who cares? Like, it was also like my second time, like, playing golf. It was, yeah, I think, my first time and last time. Because before that, I was just doing a drive, you know, just driving balls.
Driving range? Yeah.
Yeah, driving range.
Do they have any virtual? So they're starting to get a lot of these, what are they called? They're like virtual golfing bars, though. So it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can go and it's like you're hitting balls in onto a like a screen that's
yeah,
sensing the velocity. So you're just virtually playing golf.
Yeah, I've seen that in the city.
Yeah, they're starting to get a lot of them in my area, and yeah, some of them are pretty nice. Like very when they're close to the top floor and that type of stuff. So it's really nice view, you know, out the windows, and expensive but fun to do.
You know, in Korea, they have a lot of outdoors driving ranges. They're okay, kind of, because you can tell that there's a driving because of the big net. It's like, yeah, they got multiple floors, different levels.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
And they're all over the place in Korea.
It seems to be a growing, golf seems to be growing in popularity in Asian countries.
The people who play golf are not going to like it because golfers like to be in peace and they like to go slowly. And if there's like a queue, man, it's going to be a disaster.
But you know what though? You already have the Rolexes, which are able to take the shock of golf.
Oh my God.
So back to the valet though, honestly, My wife, for like a Christmas present, like a couple years ago, she got a couple of these like leather, these like little leather valet trays.
I like that.
I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Like I use this way more than a watch box or way more than a watch roll.
This thing, this Rolex thing, this could be used as a valet, right?
Yes. And so when I'm like tinkering with, like I was actually just yesterday playing with a couple watches, swapping out some straps on stuff. Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. That looks like a winner chicken dinner. Amazing. Yeah. This is what the Speedies are meant for.
Rally straps are freaking awesome for chronographs.
Oh, look at the display back. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh my God. Look at the ticking away. That's so cool.
But when you're like playing with small screws or like adjusting links or that kind of thing, I'm always doing it over the little valet tray because it's such a big pain when you're dealing with like the Grand Seiko especially are notorious for having like for doing like link adjustments on them.
Yeah,
ooh, it's like the tiniest little screws.
Wow,
do that one on leather too.
Oh my God. That's nice.
This has a holes case. So
it's like a Horween. Oh, I
love holes cases. I wish, man. I wish Rolex still offered holes cases, especially on
Explorer swapping twos. Bracelets.
Yeah, it makes it so easy.
Yeah, because putting that, because that thing, the fork, you can scratch everything on the inside when you're pulling it out. It just goes crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I remember I was swapping something here on the table and I pulled it and then it just flew away and just disappeared over there behind the computer. It's just gone. I just heard like it's like a bullet.
Yeah, and then like it lands in the carpet or things like that. And you're like, ugh. It's like never it's so to be small, found you're just again. Like, I'm not gonna find that one.
Yeah. Toyota Mo, I'm pretty sure they didn't boot Tim after one incident. He has probably high on his phone the whole time and being Nova Reach. Oh man, I was pretty high, I gotta be honest. That's probably why I did it, just because I think I did it because they said like no touching ball. They were explaining the rules to me like I'm an idiot. They're like, sure, you don't touch the ball, blah, blah, blah. This is how many hits you're allowed. Then you switch. And like, I was like, guys, there are no beers here. What? You tricked me into this. Man, first and last time that I played golf. Yeah. So this would be a pretty cool thing to use as a tray, as a valet. Here's another one. This one looks also really cool. Look at this.
Oh, it's interesting.
Right? It's like that Rolex box, the top of the box. It's very cool.
And these are legit. I guess these aren't going to be made by Rolex though, huh? They're gonna manufacture them, just have them made for Rolex.
It probably Rolex hires whoever makes boxes for them. But you know what? Knowing Rolex, they probably own that factory. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, because I don't know. I'd wonder if like the frame's like wood. You know what I mean? So it's like, I wonder who makes them for Rolex. You know what I mean? Or if it's actually.
I mean, you know, Rolex, they're super anal about everything being in-house. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised that they either demand that whoever is making these boxes for them, they're exclusively make it for them or something.
Yeah.
By the way, let me tell you some secret, guys. This is secret news. Nobody allowed to know.
Tell me.
So check this out. Okay. Doesn't have headphones in now. Yeah. What did you think about that? Pretty crazy, right, Birmingham?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
No, that's it. It was the cat is out of the bag. I said it once. I can't say it again.
Well, I was trying to check my.
I know. That's what happens, man.
My Rolex box, because I think if they.
Uh-oh. Let's see what you got in there.
No, I was wondering if it was like actually made by Rolex.
Or yes. Yes, it is by Rolex. You see that?
If it's like, says if the box is like made in China.
Yes. No.
I guess they wouldn't advertise on like.
But that's the thing. That's about the Rolex, you know. Rolex, they're pretty serious about making sure that everything is made in Switzerland. Yeah. That's the difference between Omega and Rolex, right? Whereas Omega, they're like, we need to make exactly 60% in Switzerland and not a percent more because that impacts our profit margins.
And I don't even know that. It's not even that 60% of it has to be made in Switzerland. It's 60% of the value.
Yes, the value. And what does that even mean?
So that means that you're like for cost. So, okay, let's say they make bracelets in China.
Yes.
And you're able to make the bracelet for, let's say, $30.
Yeah.
Maybe I should use easier numbers.
That's too much. Yeah, that's too much.
Let's say it costs $40 to make the bracelet.
Okay.
But the installation in Switzerland costs $60.
Okay.
It's like, oh, it's made in Switzerland because for the cost of the item, we sell it for whatever, 100. It's like, well, 60% of that cost is derived from the labor.
But value is so, value, how should I say? Value is, it's like,
well, it means something completely different from if you're a socialist or if you're a capitalist.
Yeah. Like when I think about value, right? I think of it as it's perceived. Value is perceived.
Right? Yeah, but I think they can actually trace like the dollar amount, right? So if you had like a watchmaker, again back to that bracelet analogy, right? So it costs them, let's say, an hour.
Yeah.
It's going to sound ridiculous. It costs them, let's say, an hour to assemble the bracelet and actually install it on the watch. And so it's saying like, oh, you're paying this person, let's say $60 an hour. And then the actual metal parts are all made in China and shipped. And the cost of that is 40%, right? So let's say it costs $40 to manufacture and ship it from China. So that's where you get kind of this weird, where they're able to say, hey, 60% of the value is created in Switzerland because we pay, a Swiss watchmaker considerably more than what you're going to pay, what some of these companies pay for like child labor in China, right?
Okay. By the way, Paul Celestius, $5 super chat, 80 people watching and only 18 upvotes. So Nova Reach, guys, please make sure to upvote. It really helps me out. It's free to do as well, and it just it makes a world of difference to me. It personally, you know, it really is. I had a bad day, so give me a thumbs up. It would really be super helpful. But check this out. I'm thinking, you know, they sell these bracelets. Like, for example, if you want to get a replacement bracelet from Omega, right? They want like $1,000 for it, no?
I didn't think it was that bad. I haven't shopped for they're not cheap. I've been looking more at their like leather stuff. And yeah, even for their leather bracelets.
So technically they can make this bracelet for 10 bucks in China. And then say that, well, we're charging actually $1,000 for these. So they'll say, and the watch costs 8,000. And if the bracelet costs 1,000, that's 10% of the value.
But I think Switzerland, it's has to be 60% of that. So let's say they sell the bracelet for, let's just say they're NATO straps, right? Mm-hmm. They sell them for, I think, even like 200 ish, right? They're pretty expensive, mm-hmm. but so let's say they sell a NATO strap for $200.
Yeah.
Let's say the cost of production is only, 100.
Yeah.
So let's say $40 is the cost of, let's say, weaving the actual fabric. And then $60 is creating like the actual hardware and installing the hardware, right? And so they make the hardware and install the hardware in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Cost them 60. The actual strap itself, it only costs them 40 bucks. It's made in China. And then they sell it for $200 and say, yep, this costs us $100 to make this. 60% of that value is derived from Switzerland because that's you know, us making the metal parts and then installing them. So and that's unfortunate. And that's, but I think that is,
it's ripe for exploitation. Like these words, they're designed to be exploited.
Which is why, yes, but if the company isn't an independent, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's inevitable that a for-profit company is going to start doing that, right? Because they're going to potentially maximize profits that way.
Yeah. But what's interesting is that, so you see this other brand, most of these Richemont brands, right?
And Omega's they Swatch will, Group. Yeah, so Swatch Group too, right?
Swatch Group, yep. LVMH, they will, in order to maximize profit, I mean, that's the, they'll say, hey, I'm the CEO. My job is to maximize profit. And they'll, like, they would have to take every single shortcut they can. Whereas, as Matthew Egan points out, Rolex actually proudly highlights the Swiss watchmaking industry and makes all its watches and all parts in Switzerland in its own factories. Rolex proudly manufactures all its watches and watch parts and watches 100% in-house. And also boxes. It's a big deal.
I
don't think even Patek makes their boxes. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. But let's take a look at like a few more things. So, check this out.
That's cool.
Right? This is I had one of these in brown, and this is in this awesome green. Look at this thing. Oh, this is the one I have.
That single green stitch.
Yeah.
Up in the upper right.
Yes.
On the brown one. That's cool. That's a cool touch.
That's really nice. Then there's this roll. I wish to have this roll, and at the same time, I don't want it. Let me show you. So there's actually, check this out. I didn't know about this, but there is this pouch for two watches. Can you believe it? Look at this.
It makes sense.
His and hers. His and hers.
I was thinking mine and mine for a trip.
Oh, mine.
you go through the airport with one on the wrist, and that's in your carry-on. Like a sports watch, a nicer piece for going out, and a beater for your vacation.
Oh my god, that's like and look at this, two pillows. It looks like a queen size bed. So cute. There's also, check this out, there's even a three piece box. Can you believe it? What kind of a VIP do you have to be to get one of these? I mean, I would love to. This is probably so expensive. So I spoke with my AD, right? Because I wanted the sunglasses. I wanted the sunglasses.
Oh, I want some freebies, man.
Yeah. And this is when they gave me the hat. Yeah. And the guy said that, no, I'm sorry. We can't give you the sunglasses because the new sunglasses, they don't have Rolex logo on them. So we stopped ordering them. Because apparently they have to buy it from Rolex. And those sunglasses, you know how on eBay, those sunglasses go for like $200, right?
Yeah.
And people go like, whoa, that's expensive. $200 for Rolex sunglasses. You get them for free. You know how much, you know how much AD buys them for from Rolex?
How much?
$300.
So, yeah. So see, do they make their own sunglasses or is it like Luxottica makes them and puts probably the Rolex branding on it?
Probably Luxottica. Yeah. Knowing, Archie starts in 3 minutes. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you. Cool thing that I got the thing working now.
He's a grown man getting upset because somebody timed him out in the channel and it wasn't even me.
And I have this one.
I had some sound problems. Hey, I had some sound problems. Hey, what have I got myself into? Hey!
Hey. Burbank Heart, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for hosting.
Let's see. Let me just see what Archie's starting. Oh, yeah. Yep. 2 minutes. All right, guys. Well, I'll see you on Archie's stream. Let me just play some music before we leave. And yeah, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. I'm going to eat the sandwich and then I'm going to join.
Enjoy.
Nice. Ah, Explorer 1. Explorer 2.
Welcome to the world, no heroes and villains. Welcome to the war, we've only begun. So pick up your weapon and face it. There's blood on the ground, go and take it. You get one shot to make it out alive. So higher and higher you chase it. It's deep in your bones, go and take it. This is your moment. Now is your time, so prove yourself and rise, make them remember you. Push to heaven, rise, rise, they will remember you. Welcome to the climb up, reach for the summit. Visions pray the one falls steadily the end. So higher and higher you chase it. It's deep in your blood, go and take it. This is your moment. Take to the skies, go. Prove yourself and rise, rise. Make them remember you. Prove yourself and